We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
No switchover.
So you're still paying for all the lights.
The funny thing is, this we actually talked about this on Thursday, where she goes, "Babe, can you just put my credit card information on the bill, you know, on the online auto pay?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." She's like, "Cause just this whole switching thing over is not working." And then I was like, "Well, it was your idea to, you know what I mean? This was your idea to switch it over. I could have just put in your information on long time ago." Anyway, point is, if you feel a certain type of way about paying a particular bill that people take advantage of,
sure,
pass that bill along so you guys do not fight. And I think that's where we are.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because I know myself.
Well, that's smart though.
I'm like, "Babe, these lights in the kitchen, did you just leave them on?"
I feel like that was a conversation I used to have with my dad a lot when I lived at home. Yeah. I was the one that was always leaving the lights on because I get scared. I'd even sleep with the lights on in my room. And I was always getting yelled at. Yeah. So as you're telling this story, I'm having flashbacks of,
triggered.
"Nina, turn the lights off."
We are literally in the bedroom and she has my closet light on so that way when the baby wakes up in the middle of the night, she can see the baby.
Yeah, you don't trip and fall.
I was like, this is ridiculous. Anyways, what'd you do this weekend, Nina?
You know what? I learned a new word this weekend.
Okay.
The word is FOGO. Fear of going out. So no more FOMO, it's FOGO, fear of going out. And I have that. But I did end up going to a friend's house this weekend and
you've been to a patio before, so how do you got FOGO?
Yeah, but this one, that patio I went to was really spread out. So I'm like really particular in where I go and who I go with. So I was excited to learn the word because I was like, yeah, you just explained me in a word. And so That's kind of how it is. But I did end up going to a friend's house and we did have a little barbecue and we did wear sweatpants because it was really cold outside when we were trying to sit by a fire pit. But it was nice. Introduced two new people into my little circle. So it was fun, you know?
That sounds like a fun weekend.
It was. It was nice. But in case you're wondering what your fear of going out is supposed to sound like, it's FOGO.
All right. What's going on in the world of pop culture over there?
Well, Hannah Brown actually had a more productive weekend than I did. She saved somebody. Now, Hannah Brown, remember, she's from The Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars. So she went on a whitewater rafting trip with her family in Tennessee over the weekend when she saw a man fall out of his raft. And the current takes you fast. So at that point, their raft was coming down and she was able to pull him out and save his life. Like, terrifying.
That's terrible, yeah.
Have you ever gone whitewater rafting?
I have, actually.
That's like my biggest fear is falling out of that thing. So
you got FOGO.
What's that one?
Fear of whitewater rafting.
I have a lot of fear, guys. All of the fears.
Okay.
SpongeBob SquarePants may have came out this weekend, and that's at least what people are speculating because Nickelodeon made a huge post, and it was all in honor of Pride Month, and it was celebrating their LGBTQ community and characters, and SpongeBob is one of them, and so everybody thinks it's a big celebration because he finally came out after all of these years.
No. Don't spread false rumors. The creator of SpongeBob came out and said SpongeBob is asexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
So he's not gay. He's not a gay male. He's asexual.
Well, not what the article said, but that's good that we have clarification.
For sure.
So he's supporting, and so is everybody. And just a shout out, because we haven't had a chance to talk too much about that yet either, but big news, and Nickelodeon was shouting them out. Kanye West, though, this is really funny. Did you see that he filed a trademark for Yeezy again this time?
No.
Because he wants to put out makeup, skincare,
genius,
pillows. I mean, it is genius, but is he going to be competing against Kim and everybody else in his family with their skincare line?
Agglomeration economy. Google it, and then you'll say, "Oh, Kanye's a genius." Agglomeration economy. There you go.
That's what he's doing, though.
Yeah, makes sense. You put a Foot Locker next to a Finish Line. When you go to a mall, just because, you know, there's a Finish Line and a Foot Locker doesn't mean you can't have a Champs. you know? Mm-hmm. So you do it because that's what everybody wants. They know where to go. They know that that's the place to get it. And if you know the Kardashian family is where you go to get Kim K stuff, true. Kylie stuff. And if you just need a male, they need some male products there. And it just goes in that same bubble. Genius.
This is Kris Jenner.
Kanye
I bet you.
Says it a million times. He's a genius. And he is.
He is in this case. And I still think Kris Jenner had something to do with it. But either way, hey, you could get your Yeezy products in the near future.
All right.
And that's how you start your day.
What do I want from Kanye West?
What's a moisturizer?
One is because my hair gets kind of dry. We both have short hair.
Okay.
So maybe I can get some
some hair cream?
Some dandruff remover.
Yeezy.
Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. But the question is, how old school are you? The game's called TBT. We're going to give you a question about a movie, song, and a TV show. You answer them, and then we'll find out how old school you actually are.
I'll do my best.
I believe in you, Michael. We're going to hit you with the first one, and this one is about the movie. This animated movie came out in 2009 and takes place in the lush alien world of Pandora, where all of the characters are blue. Zoe Saldana and Sam Worthington's voices are stars in this movie. What's it called?
Avatar.
He's all swaggy and nonchalant about that one.
Aren't you mad that it's been 27,000 years since they came out with part two? I mean, I think we're all ready for it.
Are they doing it?
Just like they did The Matrix. They did like part two and part three so that they can all come out. Anyway.
Oh, cool.
All right, your next question, buddy.
All right, this is the TV show. The first episode of this show aired in 1989. Steve Urkel is one of the main characters on the show who's hopelessly in love with his neighbor, Laura Winslow.
What is the name of the throwback TV show?
Family Matters.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael. And for the song.
I was a big fan of Stefan.
Stefan Urkel.
Stefan. All right, last one. Let's see if you can get the sweep.
This song by Rihanna came out in 2007. She sings about love is rain and how it's raining more than ever. And there's even a version of this song that features her and her ex-boyfriend, Chris Brown.
All right, for the clean sweep, what is the name of the song?
No, not my type of music, but I think it might be Umbrella Ella Ella.
Good job, Michael. You're so old school. That's what you got to do.
That's what we got to do.
Old school. Go, Michael. I just made that part
up. Beat. So we can be like, go, Michael. You old school. Go, Michael. You old school.
Fine. Gabe does it.
Mike, where are you headed to right now?
Work. I am a physician.
Oh, very cool. Has your most difficult patient been a child
or an
adult?
No, I think it's usually like those young people. You know, I'm 49, so now that I'm seeing patients younger than me with cancer, it kind of hits you a little bit harder, puts life in perspective. So I'd say maybe there's 20-somethings with an odd cancer.
Way to put it into perspective for us. I appreciate that because I think that's what people really want to hear. Your job is extremely difficult.
Absolutely.
And I think that sometimes you don't think about those moments right there. But again, thanks for playing. You are old school. You're right, you 49-year-old. Nah, just thanks for listening, okay?
Have a great day, Michael.
Thanks, man.
All right, it's Monday morning. It's just after 6:30, and there are people out there crying over their exes.
Yeah, it goes something like this. I want my ex back. Not me, them. Will they get their ex back? You'll hear it next on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Let's welcome Jerry to the show. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
All right, go ahead. Scream it loud and proud.
I want my ex back.
I love when we make people do that.
Me too. Because
listen, one thing to think it in your head, Nina, and it's another thing to say it out loud and confess it for all ears to hear.
Because now it's real.
Now, Jerry, tell us why you broke up with Melissa in the first place.
So Melissa and I, we've been dating for a good bit, and our relationship just kind of turned into fighting, and we were just going back and forth a lot. I mean, we would be fighting for breakfast. We'd be fighting for lunch. Mm-hmm. We'd be fighting for dinner. It got to the point where it was bothersome to me that I didn't want to be with her anymore. So broke it off. Thought it was for the best. And then I started to date someone else. And that was cool for a hot second. And then we started to fight. And again, started fighting for breakfast, started fighting for lunch, started fighting for dinner. And at this point, I'm like, this is stupid. If I'm going to fight with a woman, then I'd rather fight with Melissa.
Right.
In that time, I realized, that's my number one.
Okay.
I love her. Like, it's worth fighting for her. It's worth fighting her, and it's worth fighting for her. So,
Jerry, what's interesting is that you talked about all the different meals, but you didn't mention dessert. You know, that's when you make up. You know what I mean? You make up from all the fighting and get your little dessert. Let me ask you this, Jerry. What was the best thing you liked about Melissa?
I liked how honest she was. I liked how real she was, and I liked how she called me out. And not fighting stuff, but just,
I was about
like,
to say, Nina, her honesty out. Led to them fighting.
I
that's
know,
what it
but
was.
If he's going to have a fight, at least she didn't play dirty. Right. They were honest, real fight.
Jerry, was there any ever infidelity? Did either one of you ever cheat on each other?
Not that I know of. Not during okay. our relationship. That definitely happened afterwards.
Nina, if you broke up okay. with somebody and because you guys were arguing, obviously there was a bunch of turmoil there that led to that very moment.
Sure.
How would you feel about trying? Like, wouldn't you try to leave it in the past, or you think there'd still be some love there?
I mean, I'm sure there's love, but at some point that just feels toxic. No, like if you're just fighting all of the time, I mean, how do you have any peace?
I know a ton of couples that fight all the time and have successful relationships because that's like the basis of their relationship, fighting.
So that's like their love language?
I guess.
Because if you stop fighting, that's then the love is gone.
Jerry, I don't want to point it out, but you're the common denominator in these two relationships.
Jerry, I was going to say it, but I'm glad Gabe did.
He don't get it. What I mean is you've been fighting with two people and you're the common denominator. You're the person. So maybe you're the problem.
I don't know. I don't see me as a problem. I just know that with Melissa, with fighting, there's nuance, right? With every relationship, there's nuance. And fighting leads to growth. So okay. I would like to believe that with Melissa, it can lead to growth.
Well, maybe these two are a little bit more mature than they were when they first started dating.
Hopefully, we'll find out.
I want my ex back. Well, at least that's what Jerry is thinking. And we'll find out if Melissa will take him back in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's B96. All right, guys, we're back and we are welcoming Melissa to the show. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Melissa, and it might be going even better for you because one of your exes is here to try to win back your love.
It's called I Want My Ex Back.
So what's going to happen, Melissa, just so you know, is that your ex is going to have 96 seconds to try to win back your affection. And at the end of the 96 seconds, if you both want to hook back up, you're going to scream, I want my ex back. And if you don't, you guys know what to do.
All right, Melissa, with 96 seconds, welcome Jerry to the show.
Let's go, Jerry.
Oh, hey, what's up, Mel?
Okay, on the count of three, you're going to hit this. 1, 2, 3.
All right, Melissa, I just want to say I know that we've had our differences in the past, and I will say that things will be different. I understand that we were fighting a lot. You couldn't stand me. There are times where I couldn't stand you. And I just want you to know that yes, I did start dating someone else, but in dating someone else, we were fighting constantly. And I realized in fighting constantly with this other person, I'd rather fight with you. Because when you and I fought,
are you kidding?
It was babe, when you and I fought, what? Melissa, I think our fighting leads to growth. Like the journey that our relationship is on.
No, there was a reason why we broke up. And you started dating someone while we were still dating.
No. That was not while we were still dating. I promise you that. Maybe she was trying to talk to me while we were still dating, but I shut that down.
You know, I mean, things are really good right now. I finally have moved on. I'm finally feeling really good about myself, and I kind of just met someone, and I kind of want to see where that's going.
Wait, what? What do you mean you're dating somebody else? Hello?
I'm dating somebody else who isn't dramatic, and...
What do you mean I'm dramatic?
Are you serious? Listen to yourself. You are always so dramatic. We always end up arguing over every single thing. We can't even have a normal conversation.
We wouldn't be arguing right now if you weren't dating other people.
Okay, time. Okay. 96 seconds is up. Wow.
Plot twist. All right, you guys. This is that time. On the count of three, if you want to get back together, scream, I want my ex back. And if not, you know what to do. 1, 2, 3.
I want my ex back.
Wah, wah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Jerry. You heard the sounder, man.
I mean,
Melissa, why not? Is the arguing too much for you or what?
Did you just listen to the last 96 seconds?
I mean, they sound.
Yeah.
He seemed heartfelt. He was trying to get back with you.
He really cares.
No, he's just lonely, and he broke up, or she dumped his. Can I say ass?
Yes.
Yeah.
She just dumped his ass, probably for the exact same reason this just happened.
Well, Jerry, let me say this to both of you, right? I mean, I understand that sometimes argument and a fiery nature can be the baseline for a relationship. But Jerry, I want to encourage you and be motivated to find someone that you're not arguing with on a daily basis, because that does exist out there.
Yeah, I hear you. This
don't
is
argue weak. With me, Jerry. Don't argue with me, Jerry. I'm just the messenger here.
There is peace and love, I swear. And best of luck to you, Melissa, with your new guy. I hope you find something great there.
Jerry.
Thank you.
Good luck finding something. Both of you guys, have a great one, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Gabe and Nina.
It's Monday. Don't worry. If you got paid Friday, 2 weeks is not that far away.
Well, listen, we're not going anywhere that much. Maybe you are a little bit, but we're not spending money the way that we used to.
Yeah. Middle of June, you know, I think our summer bash was supposed to be this weekend coming up, right?
Oh,
or
man.
Last weekend.
I don't know. Kind of hurts, but I get it. Next year.
I mean, when you're thinking about the B96 summer bash, Nina, you're talking about, you know, we talk about it often, a rite of passage for most young people in Chicago where that's their first concert they go to. So a lot of people are being... What is the word I'm looking for?
It's tradition. It's part of your every summer. Like, it kicks off your summer, essentially. It is what we were saying last year, you know?
Yeah, who cares about Memorial Day?
It's the unofficial
You're worried about
start.
The summer bash, but it will not be going on this year. Don't worry. I mean, obviously, you know why.
Right. It's okay. Next year, we're just going to, it's going to be a different kind of summer. We're getting creative now. You just keep it here with us, and we'll turn up together while you're on your way to work.
All right, here's something you learn quickly about Gabe and Nina. Right?
Sometimes you just gotta try.
I am just regular schmegular. I'll tell you what it is. And Nina will always try to put some icing on the cake. And that's why we work well together.
But I really am that way, though.
That's what I just said. I'm like this, and Nina's like this. That's why we work well together.
True.
But I really am like that.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was clear.
All right. So listen, what she also is tight because the men won last week.
But we won on Friday, so we're in control today.
Yeah.
Ladies, we need to win this week is the point. 877-591-9696. That's the phone number here to B96 because we're getting ready to play Wake Up Wars. We need two contestants. We need a lady on my team. We need a fella to see if he can keep it going for Gabe's team.
We really need a guy to call up right now. Just only a guy. Girls always call up. Girls call up all the time.
Ladies don't sleep, though.
Look at that. First one is a girl right there.
That's all right. Let's keep it going, ladies. Momentum.
All right. So we got a girl calling the line right now. They are open. So make sure you hit us up. We do need a guy to call, all right? So come play Wake Up Wars. Three questions. One male, one female, one Chicagoan question. And we'll see how Chicago you are and get that victory for either Gabe or Nina, all right? 877-591-9696. It's B96.
Let's go.
Gabe and Nina in the morning. It's time for the baby daddy check-in, two dad jokes, one baby update.
Give it to us.
You know, it's crazy because outside of being a radio personality, I decided to quit my job as a personal trainer.
Because
I'm not big enough or I'm not strong enough. So eventually I handed in my 2-week notice.
Oh, I get it.
Because I'm not strong.
I get it.
My 2-week notice, guys. Come on. All right.
It takes a second.
The baby daddy check-in is simple. We have this thing called the boba. First of all, I can never get the names right of anything. The boba, the boopa, the burpee, the boppa.
Like the teeth. That's what that sounds like.
No, the boba is the one where you wrap it around your body and then you put the baby in it. So it's like you're a kangaroo.
Mm.
But the problem is the baby's head, because she's a newborn still, but kind of like flops around a little bit. So you kind of got to put your hand there. And then lately, she doesn't like being, well, for me personally, she doesn't like being towards my chest. She likes being away from it so that she can see the world.
Oh, that's so cute.
So I had to stop into Target on Friday.
This kid.
And buy an Infantino.
What is that?
It's essentially the same thing as a boba. It's just like the baby carrier.
So she's just bigger now. So she fits in the thingy?
No, it's just I wanted something that can make her face the other way.
Oh.
And something that could protect her head. So I bought it. It was like $30 at Target.
Oh, that's exciting.
The point is, you have an endless amount of pointless things that you end up buying for your child that you probably won't even use. But I put her in and then she fell asleep. So then that's how I know it works.
Oh, good.
So that's good.
And what are you going to do with the boba? You just leave it there?
Nicole could use that one.
Okay, cool. You got a plan.
Now, a bobo is a passive. Anyway, it's just a lot of stuff. All right, Nina. So another thing I bought over the weekend.
I learned from you. Okay.
I just bought a new blindfold.
Mm.
But I can't see myself wearing it. All right, guys.
Oh,
every weekday
God.
Morning, 705, 905, Baby Daddy check-in. And then at 710, we play Wake Up Wars.
Next on B96. New week, new opportunities, another chance for the ladies to win Wake Up Wars today. I'm going ahead and welcoming Kendall and Tinley Park to the show. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Another disappointing week for the ladies, right, Rich?
Nah.
Not today.
Rich, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Silent but deadly is Rich.
That must be what it is, Rich. But Kendall,
I'm ready to go.
Kendall, the ladies won on Friday, so you are in full control, girl. Would you like to go first today, or do you want to let Rich go?
I'm going to let Rich go. I'm going to let Rich go first.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
That's so nice of you.
All right, Rich. The game is simple. It's called Wake Up Wars, and you're going to get three questions. One male question, one female question, one Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory today. All right, your first female-centered question. When a ponytail feels boring, separate the hair to hang on each side from the back of the head to have two ponytails or braids for a fun, youthful look. What is that style called? Jeez, I feel like I read the
pigtails.
Okay, good. Thank you. I felt like I was just reading a long-ass sentence, and I didn't know what
I know,
I was,
right?
I got lost in the middle somewhere. All right, but thank God you're smarter than me, Rich. All right, number two, what famous drink uses the jingle, like Mike, if I could be like Mike?
Gatorade. To be like Mike.
All right.
I want to be like Rich if you get this next one right. All right, question number three, your Chicagoland question. The Great Chicago Fire was rumored to be started by an animal owned by Mrs. O'Leary. What animal was it?
A cow.
All right, Rich.
And you know what sound the cow makes? Woohoo! Three for three.
Good job, Rich. You did a great job. Kendall.
Thank you.
We got a little bit of pressure. We got a little bit of pressure. Rich got all three questions right. So, Rich, hang on. We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Kendall, we're just going to get right into your female-centered question.
Okay.
When a ponytail feels boring, separate the hair to hang on each side from the back of the head to have two ponytails or braids for a fun, youthful look. What is that style called?
Fishtail?
Wrong animal, Kendall.
Second question.
Oh, wrong animal. I thought you wanted to know what type of braid it was.
No, the style. What kind of style it was.
Wait. This is fun. So what do you think the answer is?
You got me there, Katie.
Yeah. That's she was like, oh, wait.
My blonde hair is showing.
No.
No,
it's a tough
not
question.
At all. It's always harder, too, when you're on the phone than it is when you play in your car. But let's get the next two questions correct for fun.
Let's do it.
The second one. What famous drink used the jingle, like Mike, I don't know it, if I could be like Mike.
Yeah, that was great.
Is that it?
That was great.
Okay.
Man, I'm not good for this.
No, you're great. Kendall, you have great energy.
Actually,
anyway.
You're awesome for this. For me, that is.
I just like your energy.
What is it, though?
Oh, well, you know we give the answers at the end.
We'll get all the answers for you.
I forgot.
Kendall, let's just get one, right? The Chicagoland question. This is the one that really counts anyway.
True.
This is it. This is all or nothing.
I believe it. The Great Chicago Fire was rumored to be started by an animal owned by Mrs. O'Leary. What animal was it?
Moo. Nina, what are you doing?
That's the only time I've ever cheated in my life.
A cow? A cow.
Wow.
I take full responsibility for that one. I felt like I needed to help her.
Hey, Richard Streamwood, despite the cheating that took place on Team Nina.
I mean, we were going to lose anyway.
The fella still pulled out the victory. Great job, Rich.
Good job, Rich.
You know, Rich, you getting three right. You getting three right proved that those questions were hard because she only got one, so it was tough.
It's okay.
The answers to the questions, though. You said fishtail. I said wrong animal. It's a pigtail.
Pigtails. The second one, the jingle, the like Mike, if you could be like Mike, is Gatorade.
And the last but not least, the Great Chicago Fire was, yes, rumored to be started by a cow, but that's never been proven. Rich, where are you headed to right now?
I'm headed to work. I'm a bread man.
Oh,
favorite type
of bread.
Bimbo.
Wow.
Man, you're speaking to Gabe's heart right now.
I love bread.
He's like Oprah. I love bread.
Have you ever had water bread? Or in Spanish, it's called pan sobao. But the translation is water
bread. Never even heard of it.
Dude, let me tell you something. Do yourself a favor. Look up some water bread. Go to like a Spanish, it's called a panadería, but like a Spanish bread spot. Dude, it'll change your whole mind. Anyway.
Ooh, okay. Where are you on your way to, Kendall?
I'm a waitress.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, good. So you're back at work. That's great.
What's the percentage of tips that you've been making compared to what you used to make? 50%, half, or like less?
I've been doing so much better.
Oh, good.
That's great news.
That's awesome to hear.
People are back out.
Yep, everyone's coming together. It's really great.
I'm glad that people are tipping a little extra, just taking care of the servers that are working right now, because we appreciate you guys. So, Kendall, Rich, Thank you so much for listening to the show, Rich. Great job with the victory, okay?
All right, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Guys taking the victory for the Monday. A man Monday.
A manly Monday.
Wow, that sounds
pretty
cool.
You can have that. Good job, guys.
Thank you. Don't forget, every weekday, 7:10 a.m., we play Wake Up Wars right here on B96. Now, when we come back, I am in a pickle.
Uh-oh.
Not actually in the pickle. That'd be gross.
What?
But I'm dealing with a situation where I have to decide what I'm going to do for my 8th grade graduate cousin and my high school graduate cousin.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what it is in 6 minutes. It's one thing if you have one graduate in your family. It's another one if you have two, especially graduating 8th grade and high school. What do you get them? Because you know you got to get them something different. It's Gabe and Nina on B96. Talk about that in just a second. It's currently 62 degrees outside, going up to about 70.
It's going to be nice, a refreshing day.
It's sunny. I just like that it's sunny.
Vitamin D.
That means...
put you in a good mood. That's what it's for. The sun.
I know. Nina, I know what you're talking about. You don't got to explain it to me.
I just want to be clear.
But I do want you guys to know what I'm talking about. So my two little cousins, Anais, who, if you've been listening to the show for like the last year, I've been tutoring her forever. She's graduating from 8th grade. And then I have my other cousin, little Ishmael, who was on the show all day Friday. Little Ish. And so they're having their, you know, everybody has their parades.
Right.
You know, hey, we got a parade going down.
I
support the parades because I'm thinking to myself, if I graduated from high school or elementary school, I want my money or my gifts, whatever that might be. So I started asking because the parade's coming about and I'm thinking to myself, like, what do I need to get the 8th grader and what do I need to get the high school student, because I know there needs to be a difference, but I'm just not sure what, I'm not dead set on what that difference is. So I would love you in the car. I'm sure you've given some gifts to some graduates in your day. If you can call up and just make some suggestions. The phone number is 877-591-9696. Nina, what was the last graduate you had in your circle?
Gosh, that's such a great question. I don't know. Probably my brother, I guess.
Oh, wow. A long time ago.
Oh, or my cousin.
Okay. Did you get them anything?
From college. Nope. I should have, but I didn't.
That doesn't seem like you.
I know,
yeah.
But I didn't. Why did I not? I don't know why I didn't.
Face
I think,
scratch.
I think my family sent a card on our behalf, so it was our entire family.
That's a whole other question.
That
because,
put it up.
Right, because I know my mom's going to get them something. I know probably my sister will, and me and my brother. So, like, that's a lot of stuff from one family.
But honestly, I'm feeling very guilty about it now that you bring it up, because they live in Baltimore, my cousins, the one that just graduated. So that's why my family did it, like, from us that are all out of state. But if I was there, I think I would have to take it upon myself to have. I mean, you're an adult now. Like, you got to do that.
I'm just not sure. Like, I think about the 8th grader, and I'm like, is it, like, $50 and $100? But that seems like a lot.
Oh, I was like 100 and like 300.
Well, you're rich.
That's
so
not
I get it.
No, but just like, you
$300?
Well, now you graduated from high school. This is like, go
what I got to get them if you graduate from college?
Start a savings account. Make sure that you're starting to put money away, because college is when you start blowing all of your money and you're broke.
And then the thing is, like, the high school student, Nina, I'm thinking, do I give him cash because he's a high school student? And then the elementary, the 8th grader, do I get her like a gift?
Like a calculator or like an iPad? Oh, that'd be a great gift.
I don't know.
Like a computer.
I'm just not sure. I know when I was in high school, for sure I wanted money.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I feel like high school has to be money.
You want the bankroll. But then again, it's like, how much do I give? Like $100, I feel like that's a lot.
I think $100 is the minimum.
Telephone Tone is shaking his head.
I feel
like
that's the minimum.
Telephone Tone, you make more money than me too? Am I finding out about this too? Oh my goodness.
But it's at least $100, if not more. I think high school is I believe in more money. that's what I believe.
877-591-9696. I have an 8th grade graduate and I have a high school graduate that are having their parades, and I'm not necessarily sure what to give each of them. Is it cash? Is it gifts?
Will you just drive by and throw money out the window? Like, how are you going to give them a gift?
Yeah, you've never been to a parade
before. I've never been to a parade. All right,
877-591-9696.
I was just laughing because the line of the song said, you're about to spend the dinero just like Gabe's about to on his
or
nephew.
Am I? Or is it just going to be a gift? You never know. 877-591-9696. What do you get an 8th grader and a high school graduate? Because they have to be different, right, Teresa?
Hi.
Okay, so what would it be?
Well, I would give an 8th grader $50 and a high school $100.
Okay.
See, look, my son's graduating 8th grade on Wednesday, but he's not getting either. He's getting a lizard.
A lizard? That's so cool.
How much was the lizard, Teresa?
I don't know yet.
That, oh, he's getting a lizard.
That's seriously the coolest thing. I've been looking at getting lizards to keep in my apartment. That, I'm happy for your son.
Nina, it's about the graduates.
I said I'm happy for your son.
So, Teresa, with this lizard, I mean, you'd rather give him something than money. Why?
Well, he wants to be a wrestler, and his wrestling name is going to be Is It the Puerto Rican Lizard? So he's like, he's a lion one.
I'm obsessed with your kid. That's so funny.
I have a Puerto Rican lizard, too.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Thanks for the call, Teresa.
Oh, Teresa.
I just think, I guess what I'm thinking is, I don't want...
What does she do? Like, what's her, like, hobby? Not, maybe it's not wrestling.
She's smart. She's, like, so smart. Like, during the quarantine, she's been reading books, and she was supposed to go to a friend's house one time. Her mom told me the story, and she was like, no, mom, I don't want to go. I need to study for these finals. And I'm like, you're in the quarantine. What are you doing studying for finals?
Maybe she needs something fun. Like, you know, something to treat herself that she would never, like, normally do for herself.
And it was funny because somebody suggested, like, take her somewhere nice. And, like, I've taken her to Tao before because she did really well on her grades. Like I said, I tutored her. And then for Christmas, I always buy her little chechet. It's like little small things.
Yeah.
So then I almost feel like money is what needs to happen.
Oh, I see.
You know? Mm. But then the high schooler, he's going away to college in Connecticut. So it's like, I want to give him money, but everybody's going to be giving him money. I just want to be more thoughtful, I guess.
Right.
It's actually useful, though.
The money?
Yeah, because, like, you know.
How much money? You were shaking your head back there. How much money do you give the high school student?
The one that's going off to college?
Yeah.
Like $200, $300.
See? Telephone Tone's rich.
I know he is.
I'm not rich.
$300?
$100 is like an adult 20.
Right.
Can I borrow an adult 20?
Sure.
All right. If you have any suggestions, make sure you hit me up at Chicago_Gabe on B96.
Hash.
And shout out to the class of 2020, guys.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I mean,
that's what they're saying,
it's
Nina.
It's funny, but it's not.
I mean, I feel like we've heard these things so many times in the last 20 years since the turn of the millennia. But according to certain scientists, the Mayan calendar was all wrong. So what was supposed to happen in 2012 is supposed to happen. We'll tell you next in 3 minutes. It's B96.
It's the end of the world.
As if 2020 wasn't crazy already. Corona, protests.
Murder
2020.
Murder Hornets.
Murder Hornets. New baby.
I mean, all of the things.
I went to, yesterday was my family's, my family had a retirement parade for my Uncle Hugo. Congratulations to him, by the
way. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, city worker, ended up doing it. And then we're sitting there, and my one cousin, Joey and Jasmine, their brother and sister, they come up to my car, and they're like, you know 2020's crazy when Gabe got a baby. Okay, youngins, I guess so.
Trying to call you out.
But
that's
yeah,
funny.
The song is here, man, the end of the world. So now there's like this whole new thing with this Mayan thing. What's going on, Nina?
So apparently December 21st of 2012 was supposed to be the end of the world. If you remember, leading up to it, everybody said, it's over. And that was according to the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scientist out there that has recalculated the Mayan calendar and was like, you guys are wrong the first time. The actual day of the end of the world is this Sunday.
Which is weird because they're saying that they were off for some Gregorian calendar, that they've been 11 days short times the amount of years that it's been, and it pushes it from 2012 to 2020 because it's that many years. Eight years worth of mistakes.
Yep.
Which is funny if you think about, we're not high right now, but let's talk about time. You know what I mean? For a second. When you're thinking about like who can measure a year and who can measure, you know, first of all, how, you know how long it took them to measure a year?
A lot of years because they got it wrong.
Exactly.
Because they got it wrong the first time.
And then you're just like, how did you, what is going on? You know,
no.
Last night I was sitting outside of my house and I'm looking up in the sky and I'm thinking to myself, what time is it? And I look and it was 8:43 p.m. and it was bright outside.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, I'm like, what is going, if this were December, I'd be miserable in pitch black darkness at 8:43.
And see, the weird thing too about time is that it feels like we went from December, now all of a sudden there's sun because of quarantine, right?
Yeah.
Like you never leave your place and you're looking out the window and all this stuff. But the really weird thing to enter into this whole equation of conversation is that not that long ago, they were talking about that asteroid that was coming for the planet too. So listen, not trying to scare you, but if you wanted to live your best life, it sounds like this is the week that you're supposed to be living your best life.
I mean, if 2020, I mean, whatever you're doing, change it. go do something else, like, so that way you can take advantage of it.
Do you feel like you would have that conversation like with yourself?
What do
I need to do if this was really going to happen?
No.
I think I asked myself that. What do I need to do to feel comfortable with like, oh, I lived good?
I think I just want to stay in my house. If the world were ending, I wouldn't want to go do anything extracurricular right now. No. Do you feel like you'd want to do something?
I just don't want to be by myself at that point. Oh, okay. Yeah. I love being alone. We know this. I talk about it. I love my company. It's just how I roll. I'm very antisocial these days. But if it's the end of the world, then that means I need to get my butt up out of the
house. So what if you would you take a flight to your mom's house?
Oh shoot.
So you could be with family at least? Leave the world the same way you came in your mom's arms.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's sad. This one thing is really cool. There's an underground home in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this?
No.
There's an underground home in Las Vegas, and it sold for $18 million. It was built in 1978. It's a 15,000 square foot bunker of steel reinforced concrete.
Oh, I have seen pictures of the bunker.
An underground home. First of all, are you telling me, this is like a First World Friday, your $18 million home is underground? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, they think that they're going to get one over on everybody. Like, we're all going to be out here trying to figure out what to do on Sunday. And meanwhile, they're going to be in their bunker.
Let me ask you this. Would you want that? Would you want that? Would you want to be in a, let's say the world did end, right? Would you want to be in a bunker where that you came out and you were like the only person here?
Nah, I'm good. I'm out.
But isn't that your life right now? You're just like the only person. I'm sorry. Think about that, though.
I have wine. I have all the things.
It's B96.
Because they do. They just do.
I want to give a very special shout out to our buddy, Fino.
Yeah.
At Finocchio's. Am I saying it right? Finocchio's.
Finocchio. Huh?
Finocchio's.
In Schaumburg.
I keep thinking about Pinocchio, so I'm thinking Finocchio's. Finocchio's. No, let me tell you this. First of all, I want you to go follow us and watch this Facebook Live right now on B96's account on Facebook. You can see all the food that they brought in.
Oh my God, it smells amazing in here right now, by the way.
And I know he's listening, and I'm going to tell you right now, bro, this bread is the most delicious, second to the pan sobao, but this is the most delicious bread I've eaten in a very long time.
He's been saying that for like the last half an hour as he's been eating it. Every bite he takes is the best bread.
I made Telephone Tone eat some. I made Nina eat some.
It is actually really good bread.
So anyways, it's in Schaumburg. He bought us a bunch of stuff because we wanted one thing in particular to eat today for avocados.
Olives. We're eating avocados today with olives, but they're the green olives that have been marinated in seasoning and garlic, and they're delicious.
Now, the cool thing is, I'm not an olive fan.
Mm-hmm.
When I eat my Puerto Rican rice and beans, I don't like olives in it. When I make red beans for my white rice, I don't like olives in it. However, that's why this is interesting. We're going to see if avocados
make you like olives.
Can make these olives taste better. Now, they do smell good. I'll say that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They smell incredible.
Mm. Okay, Nina.
I'm just going to go ahead and eat one of these olives. If I wasn't on the radio right now, I would put them on my fingers because that is the only way to eat an olive off of your fingers.
Heard. So Nina's tasting the delicious.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, really?
That is really good. That's like marinated to perfection good.
Okay.
Wow, Fino, what's up? All right, let's try it with avocado. It was a big avocado.
All right, again, if you want to check out the video, we are online right now on Facebook at B96's account, so you can check it out. I got to be honest, I'm not an olive fan, but Nina's making this. Uh-oh. Mm. Uh-oh. I don't know if the avocado's making this olive taste better. It's Nina. It's a radio show.
I know. I took a big piece.
She's
my
like, I was like, no. We need you to describe it.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
You don't really taste the avocado. The olive definitely overpowers the avocado. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a squishy that you feel in your mouth like when you eat it. So it makes you feel like you're eating a lot of substance.
Okay.
It's really good. I don't know if it makes it better.
Okay.
Because it's kind of the same. You'll see. The olive like mutes it.
Well, I'll tell you this. He brought us some sandwiches. He brought us some tiramisu. We had a lot of options to choose from.
Well, let's put some avocado
with
the bread.
I did olives because it's just not my jam. So I figured if I should taste it. Do I have to eat this whole big old olive? This is a huge olive.
You'll like it.
Oh, man.
Well, actually, you might not like it.
Yeah, I'm going to eat half of the olive.
So good. Okay, he's taking a little bite.
I only eat half.
The marinade makes it pretty good, huh?
Okay.
Wow.
The marinade makes me taste like I'm eating an Italian deli sandwich.
Right, because it's got the seasoning on it.
Got the seasoning on it.
These are special kind of olives.
Finocchio.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm eating this with an avocado, but this is a big old slice of avocado.
I know.
Okay, guys, again, Finocchio's and Sons, I think this is what it's called. They brought us this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. With avocados.
Let's see if it mutes it for you, too. Not mute it. It just kind of, you taste the olive.
I'm used to thinking of my daughter, so here we go. Wow, it's the airplane.
Did you have the olive on there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
See, the olive just overpowers it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What's the mm-mm?
I don't like olives.
Uh-huh.
But the olive was decent.
Right.
And then when I put the avocado in there, it made it taste like an olive again for me.
It does.
Like a regular olive without the seasoning. So for me, I think the olives are amazing by themselves.
Yeah.
And I think in this instance, I'm sorry, Nina, avocados do not make this taste better.
I'm not mad because I don't disagree because I just taste the olive. Olives are so powerful, guys. They erase all flavors. All you end up tasting is the olive.
Well,
it's good, though. It's definitely delicious, even with the avocado, but nah, not better.
All right. Avocados and olives, if you have an opportunity, try it out. And more importantly, if you get a chance to watch the video online.
Man, I'm smashing these
watch
olives.
It on Facebook. Shout out to Fanucho and Sons for bringing over the food today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It's delicious.
You're changing my mind on olives.
Gabe likes olives now.
So let me tell you this bread, though.
Oh, here we go.
This bread, though. Oh, Camila Cabello right here on B96 with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend was so nice. I mean, it was chilly, but it was still a nice weekend.
What did you end up doing?
So yesterday I went over my, how do you feel when I call them my in-laws? I'm not married to her technically, but how do you feel when I say that? I just don't know how to address them.
I feel like it's the easiest way to say, instead of saying my girl's parents, yeah, you just say my in-laws, because essentially it's your whole family.
All right. So can I say future in-laws? Does that make people feel better? I don't want to confuse people, nor do I want to disrespect the sanctity of marriage.
Maybe future if you want to really be like explicit. Okay. But
to be fair.
Sure.
So I went over my future in-laws' house yesterday.
You guys get it, though.
It was the first time that we'd driven with the baby for an hour, because they live in Grays Lake and we live in the city, obviously. So taking that drive all the way down there on the 294 is like, but the baby did well.
Did she sleep?
Slept. This is another thing. Parents, if you're out there, how do you take long drives with kids? Because I just thought in my mind, and maybe you thought this way too, Nina, I always thought in my mind, if you put a baby in a car and you drive around, they fall asleep.
That's exactly why I asked that question, because that's what I see that happens in the movies.
Right. And that's what you really think about, is that you're like, okay, that's what happens. And so me being the first time parent, when my baby is crying in the car, uh-huh, I think to myself, what am I doing wrong? Like every baby I've ever met in my entire life and I see in movies, they sleep.
Drive better.
Go around the
street. Make the car dance.
Well, my baby's crying. And I'm just like, what are you supposed to do? So Nicole and I have it where when we're driving, if we need to pull over to change her,
uh-huh,
if we need to pull over to feed her, like whatever it is. So, you know, sometimes you might go 30 minutes and then that's as far as you could drive. Anyway, I'm complaining, but I'm just saying, parents out there, let me know like what you do or how you.
It's an adventure. Get the baby in the car and here you go, guys. You don't know what's going to happen.
So we did that. Went all the way to Grays Lake, hung out with the mom, had a little bit of a chill time up there, saw her family. So that was really cool. And then on Sunday after that, I ended up going to, like I said, the parade for the retirement party parade.
I love it.
Which is weird, man, because you figure a couple months ago, nobody wanted to be next to each other. And then all of a sudden, yep, I was late to my uncle's retirement party because I thought it was at his house, which is what the original Facebook, you know, group message said.
Right.
But then the protests happened, so they had to push it back a couple of days. And then they moved the location, and I didn't know that.
So
when
I
pulled up
to
his sister's house, so like, okay, my aunt's house.
So I was like, you still have to drive by.
So I pull up to his house, and I'm like, where are we meeting at? And I look through my phone, and I'm like, oh, damn, it's somewhere else. I got to drive. So I'm late is what I'm basically trying to say. I'm late to the parade. And by the time I get to my aunt's house, there's like 45 Puerto Ricans in front of the house. And they're all just sitting there like talking to each other. And so I roll up in my car and everybody's like, where's the baby? Of course, nobody cares about me. And then I'm just like, oh, so I'm in the car. And I'm like kind of weirded out. But I realized like in that moment where most people are becoming a bit more lax when it comes to social distancing rules, because we've been almost three months in, I realized that I am the outcast. I'm the one that's like, yo, stay away from my car. I'm not going to get out of my car.
I get it.
And then I felt the pressure. And then I got out of the car because, mm-hmm, I wanted to give my uncle his gift.
Were you still standing on the sidewalk?
Everybody's standing on the sidewalk. And I didn't get it. And then my aunt, who I haven't seen in 3 months, Mijo, Gabriel, how are you? And she just goes right up to me and gives me a hug.
Oh my God. Did you have a panic attack?
Well, it's funny because I just finished telling like six people not to hug me. And then when she did it, everybody, also, you know, Latinos.
Everybody broke through.
Oh, she gets to hug you, but don't nobody else hug you. And I'm like,
Oh my God.
So my weekend was filled with more baby and more
family,
social distancing. Do you guys feel like you're
laxing, becoming a bit more lax when it comes to social distancing?
I added two new people to my circle this weekend, so that's about as lax as I get. And I learned a new word that I think appropriately describes how I feel. Okay. It's FOGO.
Like the shown?
Like, yeah, FOGO, fear of going out. Nobody's playing with FOMO anymore. FOGO is what gives me anxiety. I'm good. You hugged me. I got to go take a shower. You're like, close? Uh-oh. So I want to, honestly, I want to be more lax, but I just feel nervous.
I hear you saying you got FOGO, but you went out yesterday to hang with friends. And then before that, you went to a patio. So I'm trying to wrap my head around your FOGO, but you go out.
But then I went to my friend's place, and those were the two new people that I introduced into my circle, right? So that was new. The one time I went to the patio, that was a very spread out, large patio, and I felt comfortable, but I had a panic attack before I got there. So it's like there's this weird new psychology that's been programmed into my brain that I need to change.
I just have FOP.
What's that?
Fear of people.
Well, you got FOP or FOGO. I mean, welcome to the club.
I'm real foppy. It just sounds funny, right? Oh, you want to come to the patio? I'm fopping today. It's B96. Jen in Bensonville, are you ready for sexy Spanish talk?
Yes, I am.
If you have cold water in your car, that would help.
And a fan. You might need that
all
too.
All of those things.
Jen, have you heard this game before?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to say something to you in Spanish. Your job is to simply tell us whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or silly.
Okay, I'm ready.
First one is coming for you now, Jen.
Cuando sientas mis labios, sentirás el suave sabor sensual de bebé vomitar.
Was that sexy, Jen, or silly?
I think that was sexy.
I feel like you're safe saying that every time.
I said, when you kiss my lips, you'll feel the soft, sensual taste of my baby's throw up.
Oh my God.
Jen, it happens, man. What am I supposed to do? All right, number two.
Okay, let's go.
La ciudad está empezando a abrir de nuevo, pero de verdad estoy tratando de ver cuando otra cosa se abre.
Was that bassy voice giving you something sexy or silly?
Okay, that one was sexy.
One of them's
nice job. I said the city's starting to open back up, but I'm trying to figure out when something else is opening up.
Oh, geez.
Not you, Jen. I'm talking about my girl because she's pregnant and you got to wait those 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying? All right, number three. Let's see if we can get two out of three right.
Awesome.
Mi pelo se ha alargado tanto durante la cuarentena. Así que cuando veo una en el baño, no sé de qué parte de mi cuerpo vino.
Are we finishing this game sexy, Jen, or silly?
I'm pretty sure that one was silly.
I said,
how did you know?
I heard something about hair and in the bathroom.
There you go. I said, my hair has gotten so long during the quarantine that when I see one in the bathroom, I'm not sure from where on my body it came from.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jen, where are you headed to right now?
I'm going to work in Wheaton.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm a massage therapist.
How does it feel to be back, Jen?
Oh, it's a little rough wearing a mask while I'm working, but other than that, it's pretty nice.
Do they wear a mask, too, while you're working?
Yep, so my client has to wear a mask, at least when they're face up. When they're face down in the face cradle, they can take it off.
What other measures are you guys taking to make sure people are safe at the massage parlor? I mean, masseuse.
Yeah, the spa. Yes, we're taking off every piece of cloth on the table, making sure we spray it down for a few minutes, wiping everything down, literally wiping everything down to our oil bottles and, every piece of equipment we touch. So
that's great.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Jen, why don't you shout out where you work?
Oh, yes. I work at Hand and Stone in Wheaton. Woo-hoo!
Hand and Stone in Wheaton.
I'm a member of Hand and Stone.
Oh, really?
Yes,
is it not
I
a square?
Am.
My mom calls it Mano y Piedra. No, just playing. All right, Jen. Have a good one, okay?
Oh,
thanks for
God.
Playing.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Jen.
All right, when we come back, Nina,
mm-hmm.
would you break up with someone if they ruined your engagement? Like how they proposed to you?
What?
It happened. I'll tell you in 3 minutes. Gabe and Nina on B96. All right, so Nina, if someone proposed to you, but it wasn't in the way or where you wanted them to do it, would you break up with them?
No, I totally wouldn't.
You're like, just do it and get it over
you
with?
You love me, just stay. Great.
So a guy, he got drunk at a wedding.
Okay.
Proposed to his girl at the wedding. And not only did he lose his girl because she was so upset that he did it there.
What?
He lost his friends too.
Why?
because they were upset. Because, you know, you're not supposed to propose it at somebody else's wedding.
Did he make it like a big spectacle?
He was drunk. Yeah, he got drunk, sloppy, all over the place, proposes to her in the fit of a drunk rage. And then she's like, that's it. I'm out of here. I can't take you anymore. You're a loser. And then the friends are like, dude, what are you doing? It's our wedding. Why would you do that? And then he got thrown out too.
That's so heartbreaking. I feel like if you get drunk all the time, that's a problem. But if in this situation, I'd be like, all right, baby, it's time to go put you to bed, pass out, and then wake him up early in the morning and be like, did you mean it? Did you mean what you said last night, or were you just drunk and happy?
All of a sudden, you got your own ring on. He wakes up, he's like, babe, where you get that ring from? Oh, you don't remember?
We got engaged last night.
Oh, I thought you broke up with me. We're here forever. I recorded it.
You're going nowhere.
You know, we make fun of that, but let's hope that that's not the way it happens.
Guys, it's going to be beautiful one day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.